You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California, and I'm so glad you could be with me. Tonight, I get to announce that we have a brand new show on Law of Attraction Radio Network, and it's called Wisdom Within, and it's by very, very fantastic, intuitive Mary Jo Capanna, and she's going to be doing live readings, and she's going to be interviewing some really key people. She's really into the law of attraction, and she is a law of attraction expert. And to have her as a psychic intuitive, it just makes it all that more special, because you're really going to understand how the law of attraction is going to work for you by the spiritual information that's provided to you. She's really a terrific spiritual teacher. You're going to love her, and she's got such a fascinating story. So I want you to all sit back, relax, get a cool beverage, and listen to Mary Jo and her Wisdom Within. You're going to love this. We'll be right back.
It's here, it's hot, and it's a must read. It's the science behind the Law of Attraction magazine. Every issue brings you great articles and in-depth how-tos from all your favorite Law of Attraction experts, authors, scientists, and medical professionals. Go to lawofattractionmagazine.net. That's lawofattractionmagazine.net.
Did you know that every human uses only a small portion of their powerful mind? Jules Johnson, International Certified Hypnotherapist, wants to introduce you to your powerful mind in order to create your dream life. In as little as one session, Jules guides you into releasing limiting beliefs that keep you from achieving wealth, health, better relationships, and even true love. Schedule a session in Palm Springs or set up a Skype video session for those nationally and internationally. Jules would love to serve as your guide into living your dreams. Go to creativeguidedimagery.com or call 951-201-2166. That's creativeguidedimagery.com.
You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, heard by millions worldwide through 38 internet radio stations and in over 135 countries. Be sure to sign up for your monthly updates and get all the latest information on LOA radio events such as cruises, workshops, and seminars, as well as information on the latest shows, topics, and guests. Go to LOARadionetwork.com and sign up today.
Well, welcome, Mary Jo. Thank you so much for coming on and coming on to the network. I am so excited about everything you have to offer, because not only are you an intuitive psychic, you work with the angels, your guides, everything. You are spot on. I'm just so excited about this venture together.
Oh, thank you, Jules. It's so much. Thanks so much for the opportunity to be with you today. You know, for many, many years, I followed you. And a few years ago, I started a commute, 40-minute commute.
Wow.
And it was like the perfect opportunity to tune in to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. And I would say, I would listen every morning. Some people are listening to the news, NPR, but no, I'm tuning in. I'm tuning in to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. And I would say, I would love to be on that show. I would love to meet Jules Johnson and talk with her. So let me tell you, this is a fabulous Friday because here it is, right? Here it is. I'm actually doing it. So this is a wonderful opportunity and I am ecstatic to be here with you. Thank you.
Oh, it's like it was so fast.
It was
so divinely orchestrated. The timing was like, wow. And I knew immediately about you. I mean, we never met before. We never even talked. No. But I knew intuitively that you need to be on the network. You have a very, very powerful gift. And you are going to help so many people.
Thank you, Jules. I sure hope so. And I look forward to it. I truly do.
You're going to be great. So let's start off with telling everyone about you and your history and your psychic skills. You were what, the age 7 when you discovered them?
Yeah. So actually, I was a little bit younger than that, but the aha moment was when I was 9. So I was raised in an Italian Catholic family, and you know, who loved rituals and traditions, that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like every anniversary, every wedding, every holiday, all the aunts and all the godmothers and grandmothers and mothers, we all would sit around the table making these cookies, right?
Yeah.
And my family would start to talk about those who have passed before us. And it was just so open. And they were talking about who visited them, either in their dreams or who they heard or who they saw at the foot of their bed. And I was like, oh, I hope someone comes and talks to me. You know, so we would talk about it. And they would say, they will, Mary Jo, but in their Italian accent, right? And so I grew up really being encouraged to talk and connect with the spirit world, right? And so even though my family, they were Catholic, they didn't believe in the religiosity of religion, which was huge. So meaning I didn't need to have someone to communicate to God for me or to spirits for me or the angels to me. They said, just talk to them and you'll hear them. And so I was so encouraged to do that. And then my grandfather that I was very, very close to at the age of 9, he passed away. And he passed away right before my parents completed building their home. And he came to me in my room, and I saw him as like I'm seeing you right now. And he touched my hand. It was very, very cold. And he said my name in his broken English. And he said, let's go for a walk, which we always did together. And so I went with him, and I remember turning around and looking and seeing myself in the bed as I left him. So actually at that age was a little astral projection, right?
And yeah.
We went on our walk, which was so beautiful. And everything that we had talked about when he passed, and now the house was built. And so all the dreams that we talked about came to fruition and I could show him. And it was just absolutely incredible. So to go back and tell everyone that Nunu came to see me and hear, this is what he said. It was like I was a queen. It was like I was the queen of the family, right? So that was really a beautiful experience. So it was easy for me to communicate with spirit then all the time. I would talk to the angels. And because I was raised to know what function every angel had, right? So Archangel Raphael, when you're not feeling well, my grandmother saw the Blessed Mother, and the Blessed Mother is here to help you, to guide you, and she helps me guide my family. So it was very open. But what really got weird is when I became a teenager and when my friends and their families would experience a tragedy or something, I would say, I would give them a message, and they were frightened or put off by it. And I became the weird kid. Right? I kind of became the weird kid. So, you know, I really didn't like to read magazines. I wanted to talk to spirit. I really didn't watch a whole lot of movies. I wanted to watch and read and connect. So I shut down a little bit. And back in the day, there really wasn't many people to turn to who could guide you, right?
Right.
As a mentor. So anyway, so, you know, I go on to, I make that promise with spirit that I'm going to work with children and families, and I'm going to help them, and I can still see myself making that promise. And I made that, and I went on to study psychology, death and dying, you know, mental health, all of that. So I was just like, I was like so hungry for more knowledge, because I thought, geez, it's acceptable in my family, but out here in the real world, it's not acceptable. So then I started to look for, like, I needed science behind it. So I thought, okay, I'm going to go to those experts. But back in the 60s and in the 70s, there wasn't many people around that you could really go to.
Right.
So, you know, right? So then I went into academia. But then it always came up. I was always constantly guided. And when I started to work with clients, as I'm trained as a professional school psychologist, and so I would always do my prayer that I say to ask spirit to come in and to help to guide the process. And I could see the situation, the tipping point in their life that really directed or put them in their in a particular pathway. And I was like, wow, this is incredible. And then when I would ask them about it, they would validate and they say, how'd you know that? And so from that point on, I was allowing them to guide it, but I thought I need to be able to provide tools, right, for my clients. So I became a Reiki master. And when I became a Reiki master, I was thinking, oh, here's another tool for my clients, right? The best stress reduction technique there is to have. But it was really healing for me. Right? Because Tao, you know, Ching says that in order to shrink something, you must first expand. Well, I became very expansive and it really changed the course of my life, right? That was that first step. And so thinking always, I'm doing it for my client, I'm doing it for my students. Every time I became certified in something else, you know, because I, you know, that validation, you need that background. It was really teaching me. Until finally one day when spirit said, enough is enough. It's here. We're here, right? We will help you along your way. And so instead of, so it was more or less, I was afraid to tell people or talk to people about what I was seeing or what I was hearing. When I first started to work with Reiki clients, I had such vivid scenes of who was there for them, where they were. And I was afraid to tell them. So I started to journal everything. And this one gentleman in particular, I remember he came. He was actually, so I live in central Pennsylvania, and he lived in California for some time and came back to the area where his family was. And so when he came to see me, it was this third session. And I said, okay, may I share some messages that I was receiving when I was working with you? And he said, yeah, of course. So I told him about his mom and his dad and that they were there. And I talked about his habits with eating. And his father just seems to be saying, remember that you need this 1%, you know, this special diet that you're on in order to be better. And he's going, my dad told me that all the time. He goes, you see that I'm overweight? And he said, my father was an MD and always talked to him about eating well. And so, I saw pictures of, he had a deficit, a physical deficit, and I actually saw the accident that happened when he was actually hit by a truck on his bicycle. And we talked about that incident, and that was really a turning point for him, or a tipping point in his life. And then we did some healing around that incident to move him forward. So it's really been beautiful to be able to work with my clients in that respect. If it's whatever it is, like they may come to me with a specific question, but spirit's going to come in, whoever needs, right?
Wow.
To help them or
that's
to answer them.
Powerful. Now, do you do that with pets as well?
I do.
You do.
I do. So I have an 18-year-old English Cocker, and people are like, I can't believe it. And he can still walk how many miles? He's down to 4, but he can still do it, and he's blind. But he is in perfect, like, physical shape. He's beautiful. If he didn't have his vision deficit, he would be just like he is a puppy. People say, oh, I love him when we're walking. Oh, I love your little puppy. I said, well, he's 18 years old. He's no longer a puppy. But so, yeah, I do. I actually do Reiki healing, spiritual healings with puppies. I actually do clearings of someone's home. Last week, I just did a clearing for a young couple who purchased a house. And they said, would you come in and do a blessing of our home? And absolutely. So when I went to the home, you know, we sit and we do a prayer and I light a candle to bring in the spirit. You know, some people call it God, some it's higher power. Pam Grout says the dude. So whoever you call in, but for me, I do call in all my angels and, like, you know, the great I am. And so when I was going through the home, the previous owners came forward, and the new owners had no idea of their passing. And so as I'm clearing the house, I could share with them the main entrance point that they used to use. And I could see their family gatherings. And the young man had said to me, is there a way, you know, I wonder what that, if that room had a name, or if there was a purpose for that room, because I saw something. And I said, don't say anymore. Let's just go and look. And so when I asked, the man who passed, the previous owner, said, that was my oasis. And so the young man said, well, you know what? He had right next to the electrical box a sign that said, my playroom. So playroom, oasis, right?
Right.
So you take it that's the area. And so they came through with messages of, for them to know about the house and wish them well. Yeah. And gave, you know, to show me the way they raised their family, the way it looked when they were there. And then they actually knew the two that were in there. Mm-hmm.
So they released the house then to the new couple with love.
Yeah, absolutely. Always with love for their highest good and best intentions. Yeah. Anytime so
what if there was a not so nice spirit? Does that happen?
So, you know, Jules, when I call in spirit, I always ask for their highest good, for their words of wisdom, right? And compassion and love. Other than that, I'm not accepting anything.
I see. Okay, right? That's good. That's
mm-hmm,
good.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And spirit respects that. Most, sometimes there are folks who haven't released yet because maybe they passed too quickly. I did have an experience one time where I was asked to go into a home where a couple bought a home, which they wanted to eventually move in and make these mother-in-law quarters. And they said, you know, I'm down in the basement and I'm painting and I see something dark behind me. Or I feel a nudge over here. Is there just something? Are we supposed to be here? Like, are we doing what these people wanted us to do? We don't understand. So when I went through the house to do the clearing, it was actually the individual, he passed suddenly. He had a heart attack and he died. And the mother and the children left the house abruptly. Didn't even really clean it out. They just said, we can't live here. We can't stay here. And so he was still connected and he was actually very happy that these people, what they were doing, he was like a community organizer, the original owner, right? People would stop at his home. He grew herbs in his backyard. And so he was a healer, so to speak, right? And so he was very pleased with what they were doing to the home, but he hadn't released himself. And so we talked about that and we did a little ceremony together. And he actually could tell them, I understand you're having a little trouble with the bank right now and releasing some extra funds because a little bit more work than what you thought. Please ask me and I will help you.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was really beautiful. And he blessed them and said, I love everything that you're doing with the house. And these, the two owners were teachers. And so he just felt connected and he was extremely happy. And then the owners had a better understanding of who he was, why he was still there, and how to surround him in love and let him go.
That is so wonderful. I love that. So you also, because you know about death and dying, even you were educated in that, right? Mm-hmm. So you know what happens to people prior to their transitioning?
So prior to transitioning of who they see?
Right? Yeah.
What happens? Who visits them? Yeah. Their experiences, them. New experience. And so from my perspective, the folks that I have been with, I've been with a couple of folks to assist in their transition. And many times the transition, I've been called in for spiritual healing or, you know, energy work.
Right.
And so it depends really where that person, I meet that person where they are. And so if I can see in their eyes, if they really can't communicate what they're feeling or experiencing, either because they have family members around them, that I can actually either then ask to be just private or alone. And then we can talk to release that fear. And then we talk about that process and they share with me what they've seen. So I listen to them, what they're telling me they see. And is it okay? And sometimes it's okay for me to leave my family, or I have this one last thing that we're working on and I need this message. And can you share that? Especially if they don't have that energy yet to do it. Because So a lot of times I see them, they're just trying to finish that. There's a few unfinished, I guess, loose ties that they need to complete. And then they do see the spirit of angels around them. And typically, you know, there's like a circle. So you have different circles. You know, you have your angels, whoever meets them, and their loved ones. And it's very beautiful. It's very private. And I've just been honored to be asked to be a part of that journey. I had two family. I'd have to tell you this story if you want to hear it, but there was two women. It was a husband and wife who the husband was from Greece, and he migrated this to the U.S. when he was like in his teens, and he met this American woman and they married, had beautiful children. And then they would go back and forth to Greece regularly to see his side of the family. Well, his mother became ill, and so he wanted to bring her to the States. So we had this strong ethnic background in the house, and then you had, right, the American family in the house. And so the husband said to me, will you come and work with my mom? He said, all she wants to do is to be able to walk the hills of Greece one more time. Will you come and do some energy work in our home? I said, absolutely. So as I'm there meeting his mom, who spoke total, she spoke Greek, which I don't. So he translated a little bit, and then we said, okay, I'm fine. We can just communicate on a different level. Well, the mother-in-law, his mother-in-law, saw that I was working with his mom and said, will you work with me? And actually, his mother-in-law was really in transition. She was passing. And his mom, who was from Greece, really was working to go back to be able to walk the hills, which she was able to do and lived for a few more years. And then passed. Yeah. So it was so beautiful to have those two different women in the same household, life experiences, but saw the work of spirit and energy, and they both wanted to be a part of that. And so again, it really depends on your stage, right, in life, because we all have different, we heal differently, right? I mean, we may say that she may have said, oh, my knees, I want to walk the hills again, but the healing energy goes where it's needed. I'm just a conduit. right? Wow. So it may be more of an emotional need or a psychological need versus really a physical need. Once that emotional need or spiritual need is healed, and then, right, that physical manifestation disappears. So I'm just so honored to be a part of all of that.
Wow.
And just when I see that look in their eye, I just want to give them a hug. That's the hardest thing about COVID. I can't hug anyone.
Yeah.
I'm a hugger.
But with COVID, you can still send that person energy into the areas. Is that right?
Absolutely. Distant healing. We're all energy, right?
Right.
We're all energy. And so you set that intention, you know, just from a person's name. You can send me a picture. You can just let me hear your voice. And we can direct the energy to you. Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Isn't that wonderful? Well, that's really, I mean, there's so much fear going around about COVID that I think the fear is actually causing more damage than it really, it shouldn't be that big of a deal. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think it's just compounded by the fear.
Yeah. Well, right. Fear paralyzes us. It's good. It's good if it propels us forward, but when it paralyzes us, right? Then there's an issue, and I think we're paralyzed.
I think we're being paralyzed too. It's just not. Yeah, right. I think it's intentional. That's my feeling about it. But in any case, we're still having to go through it.
Right.
What do you think is the outcome of it? I mean, just let me ask your intuitiveness. What do you see for the future as far as COVID? Are we going into another second wave? Is it real?
Mm-hmm. So I think it's a manifestation, right?
Of our thoughts.
And second wave, we're not even out of the first. I just see it as a continuation. I don't see it in those segments. And so for me, what I do on a daily basis is I send love around it, right? And gratitude, and think of what has COVID given us. Right. Sometimes the isolation helps, you know, the isolation with your family. Remember, we said with respect to the Qing, you know, it's like you have to expand something before you can shrink it. So I think this is the expansion. I think COVID is an expansion of really what we need to shrink. We need to shrink the division, the hate, the fear, frustration, right? All of those things. But we have to really. We have to expand ourselves in ourselves. Those things exist, right? So that's where it comes. You know, the name of my show is called Wisdom Within. It's because we have that knowledge. Yeah. If we listen to it, we all are given the gift, all of us, but we shut it down over time, right? We don't trust ourselves. And that's part of all of this. We're taught not to trust ourselves, to trust outside of ourselves, right?
Right.
But really, it's all within us. And if we can just quiet and listen, and that's part of what I do, is to help folks to be, because we don't want to do it alone, right? And sometimes it's fearful to do it alone. Oh my gosh, I don't know if I want to meet myself. Right? I don't know if I'm going to like who I am. I don't know if I'm going to like who I see. So, you know, it's when people want to call in a new love relationship. Well, it's not coming. My prayer's not answered. Law of attraction's not working. Why is that? But really, it's what is it that we need to expand inside of us in order to draw that perfect relationship to us, our perfect health? What is it we need to do?
Wow. So are you going to be doing seminars or workshops, internet workshops, where people can actually learn these things from you?
Yes. So I do teach intuitive development.
Wow.
And Reiki. I teach Reiki as well. and how to, and tapping. I don't know if you're familiar with tapping. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So a lot. So I'm a, actually, I'm going to give them a little shout out, but there's an association of comprehensive energy psychologists.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Who, you know, again, like I said, I always want that scientific background. It's like my own validation, even though Spirit's saying, come on, Mary Jo. But anyway, so tapping is also a wonderful opportunity to open up all those meridians, right? And so really, I provide tools. So it's not just a single reading or a single healing. It's I'm given messages of tools that can be provided to assist in your path.
Wow.
And if you want to learn how to, you know, develop those tools, we can go in and teach those tools. Yes, absolutely.
That's fantastic. Do you have one planned? Are you going to wait a few months while you're in your brand new show?
I think probably within the next couple months, I will be putting out some different classes that I will offer, but I will be open to readings as soon as possible. Happy to do that. Mm-hmm. Absolutely happy to do that.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, with people, you're going to be having readings on your show.
Yes.
As well.
Yes.
So people can call in, or actually, you're going to be doing it on Zoom.
Yes.
And so we're going to be providing your Zoom number on your show page, which is on Law of Attraction Radio Network, your personal show page, and it has all the instructions there on getting into Zoom, where they will be able to ask you a question.
Yes, absolutely. I'm so excited. So I want everyone to call in. I hope they have questions. Oh. Call me, call, email. Yes, absolutely.
Yes. They have questions. I can guarantee it. This is going to be so much fun. They're going to love you, but I already do. There's something about you that is like, wow, there's great energy. I just love it. I love it. That's why I knew right off the bat before I even talked to you. Oh, my goodness. Gotta get her on the network.
And I knew 4 years ago, I'm going to know Jules Johnson. Yes.
May I never disappoint you.
Oh, you will not. You can't possibly disappoint me. No.
Oh, this is so much fun. So
thank you.
Your first show, you're going to have a live show on, is it the 30th?
July. I think on the page it says August 1st. Is that right?
So it will be Thursday the 30th.
Yes, I'm
for
sorry.
For your very first show for recording.
Yes.
On Zoom. So this is going to be a show on, you're going to hear it Saturday and Sunday. So everybody go to her show page, which you just go to loaradionetwork.com, click on her beautiful picture, and go into that directs you, and you can get all the information there. And then do her another favor, sign up to be her fan. Yes. So that way she can keep you posted every week of what's going to be happening for that week's recording. So, you know, you can become involved. You can listen. You're going to love her. It's mm-hmm. going to be so much fun. I'm just so excited. Tell me again some other things that you're going to be doing with the show. You're going to be interviewing some other mediums.
Yes. Yes.
That's going to be interesting.
So I'd like to meet some, you know, so we all need a mentor.
Yeah.
Right along the way. And so I have met some fabulous, or have had and still have fabulous mentors along the way. It's, you know, the person of like-mindedness just to talk about things with. And so everyone has a little bit different niche or a little different style. So I think it's very interesting to learn from one another. And so I would like to bring them on the show to talk about, you know, how spirit came to them, how it developed, right? And possibly have some callers in and let them have a reading as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. And you also want to bring on some other notable guests, like you had mentioned Pam Grout.
I would love to have Pam. I adore her. She is, and that's the word. She's fun. So I have to share with you. So I have been a Course in Miracles person for forever, right?
Yeah, right.
And I struggle off and on with the book, right? And so I would still do it. But then Marianne Williamson, right? From Marianne. So Marianne also has a like an interpretation, ideally reading of the Course in Miracles. And so what I do is I read the course, I listen to Marianne, and then I always go to Pam to sign off the end of the day because she's so much fun. And so she calls God or Source the dude. And it's just, she's just so fun and lighthearted. Even with, you know, unfortunately she lost her daughter not too long ago, but because of her spiritual work, it has sustained her, and she has that connection. So as we say, the veil is very thin, right? From the physical world to the spiritual world. And she truly emulates that, where she shares with folks that relationship that she still maintains with Taz, which is so beautiful and so uplifting. So my heart goes to her.
Wow. Now that would be a fantastic show. Because it's you're right. I've had friends who had lunch with her, and they said she has this serenity about her, about the death, and she's moved. It's like almost it's just so admirable. You think she's just strong, but she's connected spiritually.
Yeah, you know they say so, Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, right? In the stages of death. Now there's been one last component to the stages of grief, and that is making it meaningful, right? And Pam made it meaningful.
Oh yeah,
right. She truly made it meaningful for Taz, and so she's with us. She's with us. So
isn't that beautiful?
It is beautiful, and so I just really want to share that with everyone. That your loved ones are with you. They truly are with you. And they try to connect, and they want to connect. They want to be a part of your life. And so that's what I really want to talk about, and bring them and open, be able to help people open up and be able to recognize it and see it, and those that their loved ones are with them. Yeah. Make meaning out of it. Absolutely.
Absolutely beautiful. Well, I just know that everybody's going to fall in love with you. You are going to help so many people around the world.
Thank you.
And you're really going to make a difference. I'm so excited. I feel so blessed to have you on the network.
Thank you. I feel so blessed, right? It's just, we're actually, I think I demonstrate law of attraction, right?
That's what I love to hear.
So remember, the art of desiring is a request for a result. So my desire was to meet you and to be on your show. And I got the result. Here I am. I'm kidding. So right, that's what I mean. This is a fabulous Friday for me to be sitting here and talking with Jules Johnson. It was like, yes.
That is so funny. That is wonderful.
Oh,
wonderful.
I love it.
This is going to be great. So again, I want to remind everybody listening right now to go to loaradionetwork.com and click on Mary Jo's picture. It's really pretty. And it takes you directly to her show page. You will find out how to connect with her on the 30th. And from then on, it will be every Thursday evening. I believe it's 5:00 Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Correct.
Okay, so everybody should be able to partake in that. And of course, there will be some times that she's not going to do it, but, you know, we'll play a rerun or something like that. But just go and experience the love that you can just feel just looking at her. You can feel the love. It's incredible. And it just makes you happy. And it's good.
It is good. Life is good. It is.
You're going to make it better for a lot of people. Oh, so with that,
I'm looking forward to Thursday night myself. I'll be there. So, okay. My dear, thank you so much. This has been such a blessing, and I've enjoyed this interview immensely.
Thank you. Thank you, Jewel. So have I. Heart-to-heart hug.
Yeah, exactly. We'll do that. Yeah, heart-to-heart. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a wonderful Friday.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jewels@LOARadionetwork.com and have a great week.